All right, and good evening, and welcome to the Cartoon Rewind, the podcast where we take a trip down memory lane and we relive our favorite childhood cartoons, toys, or anything that geeks us out. Good or bad, Jem? I'm your host, Frank, and with me, like always, my trusty co-workers, my trusty co-hosts, I should say, right? The walking encyclopedia of cartoon toys, and we can't forget the Commissioner Gordon of Grammar. Let's hear it for the one and only Mr. D. And the man I want to be when I grow up. You know I'm talking about? Rolly. Now, before we dive into today's episode, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and share our videos. You can find us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or you know what? Wherever you get your podcast. Plus, explore more at CartoonRewind.com for exclusive content and our new toy store. It's time to upgrade your collection, and CartoonRewind.com has what you need. For your daily fix of cartoons, you got to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, X, and Blue Sky. So, Rolly, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good. Happy to be here. Happy to get Season 3 underway. Yes.
Season 3, Episode 1 of the podcast, man. It's about time.
I'd like to point out that we're in Season 3. We've only done this for 8 months. Dwayne has just started season three. He's been doing this for season four.
Since 2019, right?
Yes. Since 2019, okay. He's in season four. It's what happened? Your microphone's like really, really far out, so can't hear you.
I'm at the work computer.
Oh, okay. So it's not our fault. It's just Frank sometimes like, I don't want to today. Let's just do 20 seasons. That's it. I mean, 20 episodes a season.
We have different
20. I think 19, 20 is a good number, man. Dean, what do you do? Like last season you did like what, 85?
I did 65 last season.
65. That's 52 weeks in a year.
Thank you.
We did two. Sometimes we doubled up.
No, man.
Thank you.
We need breaks, man.
I think we need to push this season three is going to be like a 30 episode, 35 episode.
I'm thinking 20. I'm thinking 20.
Season one was a good number. Season one was 25. Season two was 19.
Okay, so soon, this one should be 20, and we soon, keep it at 20.
Soon you do it like a Netflix limited season, 10 episodes.
Yeah, well, we're doing limited editions this season. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Last year, we started off with the toys, right? The toys edition, right? Yes. And then we did, that was season one. And then last season, we did a special episode of PPSAs.
No, you got them wrong.
Was it?
Season one, we did the special episodes was the Versus episode.
The Versus. There you go. Yes. Thank you.
Season two, we brought in, we started doing the toy lines reviews.
Mm-hmm. And then we did a special with the PSAs.
Yes. And season three, we have some specials.
No.
I'm not going to say anything. I was just saying we got some special.
Yes, we do.
Treat for you guys.
Yes, so we do.
They got to stay and listen to us.
They got to stay on top of us, man. That's it.
No, not on top of you.
Top of you.
Yeah, no one. We don't want to. Don't get on top of me.
Yeah, this is coming from the man that was just taking his shirt off in front of us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but.
In front of you.
No,
in front of you because you're on the camera, bro, too.
Yeah. It was more of a show for you, D. I
wasn't looking.
Right. Frank's already seen this.
I've already been there, done that, bro.
Yeah. This is for you.
Sorry.
But don't worry about it, listeners and viewers on YouTube. This is what we're saving for my OnlyFans page.
Exactly.
Very good.
Hot tamale Rolly.
Yes.
All right.
So.
OnlyFans.
You should watch.
I have no idea what the address is.
Yeah. Well, no, because, you know, I don't want people to know I wear a mask, so you don't see my face.
Alicia Libre.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's your moneymaker, bro. Your face is your moneymaker.
What? Have you seen these toes? These feet, man. Feet are moneymakers.
We don't want to see the toes. No, thank you.
You don't want to see it, though? Yeah. I can show it to you. Oh, I have slippers on there.
We're good.
Okay. All right.
All right, Ronnie. So what are you watching today, buddy?
So this is we're doing Mask this episode. So we're gonna review Mask. This is season 1, episode 7, and this episode's titled The Ultimate Weapon.
Yes.
Not the Ultimate Warrior for our wrestling fans. We don't do that yet. So this episode first aired October 8th, 1985. All right. So, and just a quick summary for you guys. This is where Venom obtains the Cyclone Disruptor that jams anything that basically makes all the mass vehicles useless, right?
Yes.
So prepare for me.
Sometimes you see what the mask team does without their helmets and their cars.
Well, I can foresee myself getting really pissed off when a Thunderhawk doesn't fall from the sky.
Yes, I will be pissed too. Like, I'm assuming on my way down, I'll be flicking the bird at mayhem.
For some reason, it seems like we did this before.
This is 2.0. But I will also be excited when Toby gets immobilized.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope so, man.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why these are two of my friends, because they do this shit on purpose, just to make me mad. That's all they do.
What? His name is Toby.
No, it's not.
His name is not Toby?
No, his name is T-Bob.
T-Bob?
Okay, Toby.
T-Bob is his acting name.
Yes, his real name is Toby.
But we know he's a black robot, and his name is Toby.
Yeah.
Just
get with the program, buddy.
Yes.
All right. Anyway.
And Toy Guru, Noah, how are you doing?
I am okay. Tired.
I know you miss these cartoon rewinds. Yeah. We've got like 2 months without a cartoon rewind podcast.
Not 2 months. It's not been 2 months.
I think it's been about 2 months.
Because the last one we did was in December. Did it before Christmas, so it hasn't been 2 months.
Yeah, that one never made it to air.
Yeah. Just like this one, it will make it to air.
Did I make it to air? We did release a Christmas special.
Yeah.
Where none of you guys were invited. The last podcast that we aired where all three of us were together, November 26th. It aired November 26th, right before Thanksgiving. So, and the last podcast that we aired that our listeners, hopefully, and those of you who listen to us, thank you. Was the 24th of December, Christmas Eve. And by the way, I heard nothing but great things when I did it just by myself.
I heard the same thing, man. I was looking at comments, especially one from Tron.
Doesn't Frank have a fan?
Frank has lots of fans, so yeah.
Yes. Didn't one single him out a couple days ago?
Well, back in December, Frank, was kind enough to join me for a celebration with my family. And I was going to say my family and friends, but he was the only friend I had. So mostly just family. And then I introduced them to everybody, and people were like, wait.
Oh, the good thing, I'm so sorry, Rolly, but the cool thing about that, D, I had my own to table.
So we had table for Christy's family, table for my family, and then a table for my friend.
And then Frank.
And it was just Frank. But
sounds awesome.
But I did say, well, there could have been one more, but he's in Georgia. When I introduced him to people, people were like, wait, like Frank from the podcast. Like Frankie?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's the one and only. So our biggest fan, which is we've mentioned in the other podcast, which is Eris, he was like, I listen to your podcast all the time.
There you go.
So yeah, he was a little bit of a celebrity. I was waiting for people to start asking, hey, can you autograph? There was one girl who said, like, autograph my breasts. And Frank's like, all right, fine.
I'm not gonna say no.
That's how big of a celebrity he is. So apparently Frank is well known, but I'm gonna get there. That's why. That's why I had to kick him off from the last podcast, the last episode, so I can get some love for myself.
Rolly wanted some attention. He wanted some attention.
Yes, I needed some love for myself.
He's a face.
And a voice,
buddy. I understand. So you guys ready?
No, wait. What is the song in 19 what? 19.
No, don't start that. Don't start that.
It's a staple. It's a staple.
That was season one and two.
It's a staple. We got to go.
Comedy. Stop that.
No, it's a staple. What was
it? I'm not going to lie. I didn't really do it.
There you go.
I didn't really do it, but I could do it really quick. Hold on. The 8th of October.
October was?
Yes, I can tell you how long. First of all, let's you know how long that was? That was 39 years, 3 months, and 6 days.
Frank was in high school then.
Frank was in high school. So, number one was Oh Sheila by Ready for the World. You guys remember that one?
Frank doesn't know who that is.
Mm-hmm.
The best part of the whole song is the opening. What do you think?
Exactly. And guess what was the number one song in England? Rick Ashley. Yes, it was.
No, it was not. Rick Ashley. Jennifer Rush, The Power of Love. In that case, let's get this party started.
Well, I just want you to know, Rolly.
Yes. You wait. Oh, you're going there. You're going there, aren't you?
You are so awesome that no less than 25 Mexican folk songs have been written about your beard. That's how freaking awesome you are. But wait, there's more.
Oh, Rolly, okay.
You had the talk with your father.
I did tell him. He wasn't sure. He wasn't sure.
Yes. Your passport requires zero photograph, my friend.
He was holding that. He'd been holding that for like 6 months. He'd been holding these for 6 months.
That's how awesome you are.
My whole point here.
You are, my friend.
My whole point here is you're so petty. You couldn't give me the whole intro, right? With the whole how long has it been? What's the number one song? You're like, oh, I can't make it about you. You know?
Well, D started it, so I have to throw something in there.
No, I did not start.
I had to.
All right. Fair enough. Yeah.
You know what? Next time, I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to give you that moment. I got you, buddy.
All right. So?
You guys ready?
I was born ready.
All right. So you know what to do. Let's make it happen, Captain.
All right. One of the best theme songs. We're going to go straight into one of the best theme songs. Top 5 theme songs for me.
Mass Crusader.
Top 5, right?
Oh, yeah.
It got a little worse when Frank started singing it, but...
That's true. It dropped to number 10.
It did. A little bit obvious.
And I own that.
Spiral Zone.
No, that's garbage. Spiral Zone is garbage.
Intro?
Yes.
What's the intro?
Garbage.
Intro's good.
Nah, not even top 10.
Yes.
Top 10. Which one?
Spiral Zone.
No.
Yes.
No. No way, yeah. Dude.
Thank you. I mean, if he's doing like the. Like.
Gem is better. The gem is better than that.
Gem is the bomb, bro.
Okay, gem is like a 13.
Top 20, yeah.
13.
I see next week's topic for ninjas. Top 10 intros. See? The show writes itself. It just writes itself. Between two pies.
It does, buddy. It does. I know my number one, and you guys know my number one.
Oh yes, of course. I have no G.I. idea Joe? Which one it is.
Oh, no, Transformers.
I know.
For you two, it'll probably be He-Man.
No, He-Man's not that great of a song.
He-Man is 2 for me.
Really?
No. Yeah, it's 2.
I knew it'll be up there.
No, it's not. It's not that good. A song. I'm looking at a song that it's a jam. Like yeah. Silverhawks. Silverhawks is a good song.
Silverhawks.
That's the 80s. Get the whole vibes.
Thundercats.
11. That's
a good one.
That's top 5. That's top 5.
Okay, but now we're in a different podcast now.
Exactly. So let's focus on the cartoon because now I'm looking at Mayhem.
He's shooting a dome.
Yes. Now look at the fact that his helmet dropped, right? Mm-hmm. Next time to show him, he's going to have his seatbelt over his helmet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Come on, man.
This is the
I noticed that.
It's the 80s.
But you know what's messed up? If that was the dome here in Miami, you know everybody would be high as hell.
Oh, all the
laser show?
Come on. Guilty as charged.
I've done that in the past.
Guilty of charge. That's the best. That was a pretty good.
A lot of mayo in that. That's a lot of mayo in that theater.
Like you saw how the mask dropped and then the seatbelt was still on top.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
And then Matt Tracker right here is this is like his legal once a week thing he has to do with his kid.
Yes. Like I think it's actually once a month he has to hang out with his kid and do a parent thing.
Yes, and then after that he can leave alone with
Toby. The robot. Yeah. Again, that's why he built Toby. To let him take care of the kid so he can be freaking Matt Tracker.
Yes.
Mask.
Yes. There has been times, I don't know if I'm a bad parent, but there have been times where I wish I could create a robot so he can play. Poor people just buy dogs.
Yeah, that's it.
The dog.
But you know what, man? They're coming out with some really realistic freaking
dogs?
Robots.
The dogs? Oh.
No, robots. And they're
you saw
selling
the
them as companionships for the kids, or you know what I mean? As companionship. Yes, I'm sorry.
Did you see the $150,000 one?
Yep.
They just announced a $150,000 one. She has emotion. She talks to you and stuff. She's fully...
I think that's the one that I watched, but I don't remember hearing any price.
She was you know, like, physically correct. Autonomy correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So someone's gonna smash a robot soon, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, you know that's gonna happen with these sick perverts out there.
I like how you say it's them, like, you know, like, you didn't include, you know, you say us, but,
Whoa, no, I know you two well enough and myself to know that that's not us.
Oh, no, well, I wasn't including me or Dwayne. I was calling you with them. So. Alright, so I have a question about Guitar. I have who's the guy with the cap, Dwayne?
That's the
garage guy.
Buddy Hawks.
Buddy Hawks. Alright, so does Matt Tracker pay him to work the gas station and fight crime?
Of course he pays him.
So he's got to pay
now,
twice.
See, I don't think he pays them because one of them is a dog groomer. This one's a freaking gas station attendant. I don't think he pays them.
Yes, he does.
He does. Yeah, it's in the song. It's working overtime, fighting crime. So who works overtime without getting...
Right, they have regular jobs and then for overtime they fight crime. But I don't think Match Tracker pays them.
Yeah, he has to pay them. Who works overtime if you're not getting paid?
Exactly.
No one. No one pays overtime.
The Tracker Foundation. That's like the...
A Knight Foundation?
Knight Foundation, yep.
There you go.
Oh, she finally got the shark. She's no longer Dusty's co-pilot.
Yeah, but guess what? You gave her a car? We'll see what happens.
I bet you she's going to crash it.
Then we'll see.
Or... freaking drive straight with the left signal to turn on for miles. You know, I want one of those watches.
We can get you one of those watches. Don't worry about it.
Apple sells one.
Exactly. We just put the
No. I want one of those.
No, we just put the picture on the front.
You want one that only whenever there's a massive emergency you get called on?
Exactly, that's it. Like my G-Force watch that I have? I want one of these. I want it bulky and everything, like in the 80s. Bam!
By the way, it'd be kind of cool when a computer's like, Dusty Hawks, and he goes like, no, not Dusty. Not Buddy. Somebody else. Yeah, he's annoying me. I don't want to talk to him. He's annoying.
Yeah.
I didn't like the way he talked to me earlier. Let's not invite him to this.
Let's replace him with the other guy.
Yes. Soto. Ooh, I don't like the Asians too much. No, I'll skip that one. Because now everybody knows that Matt Tracker was a little bit of a racist.
Yeah, he was.
Hello, blue eyes, blonde hair.
Rich. Thank you. And he owns a black robot.
Exactly.
What's a black robot white? I don't understand. That's kind of crazy.
It's called acting. He acts white. He acts white. Have you heard of blackface? He has white face.
Yeah. He's like Jake from State Farm. You know, when you see him on TV, he's very proper. But have you ever seen him outside the commercial? He's a thug, man. Like Tupac. I'm telling you, man.
Especially
look at the rhino. Look at the rhino when it transforms. Oh, man, I love that.
You gotta go find that, I don't know, the condor. I pay good money for that shit.
You know, you know, I say this every time I watch a mask cartoon. There it is. Look. He has one.
And no front shield.
You know, if they ever redo these toys, I'm buying them. Like, every single one.
Ramen Toys did one. Did three, actually. They're doing another one.
What's the third one they're doing?
Vanessa's War Shark. The one that flips up at it. But Vanessa the... Is it called a piranha? I think it's called a piranha.
No, the piranha? The piranha's a motorcycle, isn't
it? That's a piranha. Yeah. That's a piranha right there.
That's a piranha right there. Yeah. This guy's just gay. Come on, can we both admit that he's LGBT?
Oh, no, he's a bear.
He's definitely a bear.
He's definitely a bear.
Anybody who has like red or white beards, total bears.
Yes.
And named Frank.
Total and bears. I think the Sato guy.
You think so too? Like they're a couple, but this is the 80s. They couldn't say anything because it wasn't proper.
Because back then, and that's supposed to be. Yeah, there you go. And look, he's breakdancing. See?
You know why he smoked some crack? Boom. It's the 80s. A lot of people smoke crack.
I think he just said, "I'm taking the Carter." I think I just heard him say
that. On the show,
so he lost power.
He just
lost power.
And here's where I'll be flicking him off while I'm crashing. Nothing's working.
I can't steer. They're breaking a lot of physics.
And it even stops their steering?
Yep.
What's this thing going happening there?
He's gonna crash into the girl.
The helicopter's going up and down though, it's like zigzag.
Yeah, that's not even possible. Oh my god, I'm getting like Rolando.
Thank you. And what's up? Oh, okay.
What happened? That. Oh, okay. The base was open.
Yes. I was going to say the same thing. Even though if you own a toy, you know it didn't look like that.
Of course.
Oh. Yeah.
So, alright.
God, I miss these toys, dude.
Oh. Destroyed.
Rhino fell.
The rhino crashed.
Three, two.
Isn't that the one that they're making now?
They made it already.
Ramen toys, right.
Yeah, the whale, yeah. The shark, sorry.
So what's the next one then?
Manta. That's the one we can't remember. Manta, whatever the manta is. I forget which is the manta. Maybe we'll find out in next week's episode of the podcast.
Ah, there you go.
So that was the first time she got to use a car, and then she crashed.
She crashed.
He didn't.
And it's a leave it to a typical woman to...
He didn't crash. He crashed into her.
I don't know. I don't see. I didn't see the same thing you did.
I saw him crashing it and it's demolished.
But I believe you a little bit because that guy in the condor, he's a dick. You know how I know he's a dick?
Because he's wearing sunglasses.
Sunglasses underneath his mask.
Yep. That's like wearing sunglasses indoors.
He's
hiding the alcoholism. That's all he's doing.
There's only two types of people who wear sunglasses indoors. The blind people... And assholes. That's it. Yes.
He's hiding the drinking, man. That's all he's doing.
No,
bro. Because when you're that freaking cool, you can do that shit.
Yeah.
He's hiding the drinking. That's all. Remember that. Trust me, he's hiding
the drinking. Plays the guitar, man. You know, chicks dig that shit.
Of course they do.
And that's it. They never let her drive again.
That's it. She's done. First time behind the wheel, and look what happens. T-Bob was affected
the same way the masked vehicles were. She drove
to Dusty's.
Damn, what Dusty's Jeep's called? Damn. Cyclonic disruptor.
It would be capable of interfering. That's right. Gator. Oh, your memory.
Gator.
She drove your memory set. Isn't Gator like the one you had?
Yes.
You had like three, right? Mass.
No, I had three. I had three. I had Thunderhawk.
Gator was like the lamest one.
Gator, and the bike that the bike that turned into a jet.
Oh, I had that one. If I remember correctly, his mask, his blonde hair sticks out from up top.
Yep.
Yeah. I've asked the computer to come up with. I actually like that one too. All right. So here we go. I was just about to say, so only the good guys wear masks? I mean, seatbelts?
Yep.
No, the bad guys. Like, the bad guys have seatbelts on. It's funny, like, they said this vehicle can destroy you with cannons, but let's wear seatbelts. Safety first.
Oh, you gotta think about safety, man.
Yeah, but it's a cartoon. Like, they made sure they put the safety, but at the same time, it's gonna shoot you and kill you.
Oh, but no one ever dies. Remember that. No one ever dies.
Just like G.I. Joe.
Like the A-Team. The worst shooter.
Also, he purposely did that. He shot the ground.
Yeah.
Okay. If they make the Switchblade Rolly, would you buy it?
Yes. Oh, well. Yes, because I almost bought the one from Ramen Toys. I just got to it too late.
Yeah, I got to it way too late.
Not a Switchblade, sorry, the Thunderhawk. I was going to buy the Thunderhawk from Ramen. Yeah, I just got to it too late. So, yeah, I would probably do the Switchblade.
What's the max you will spend?
Are we talking lights or no lights? A big difference. No lights.
Do any other ones from Ramen have lights?
Nope.
No. I would say somewhere between 150 and 200. Like 150 for sure, but 200 be pushing it.
D, how about you?
50 without lights, with lights.
Did you say 50 without lights? 50,
yeah.
150.
Oh, 150. I thought I heard 52.
Yeah, me too. Okay.
This mic is bad. With lights, probably 300.
Yeah, three with lights. And remember, Ramen makes them for 6-inch figures, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's a good size vehicle. Rhino would be $500.
The max I would do would be 300, buddy.
But would you do it though?
For the Switchblade?
Yeah.
I would definitely do it for the Rhino. 100%.
100%. Yeah, Rhino would be like $500.
Yeah.
Without lights.
I would spend $500 on a Rhino.
It'd probably be closer to six because you get. Most likely you'll get two figures with it, and it lights up.
Yeah, but if Ramen haven't done anything that lights up, I seriously doubt they're gonna.
Yeah, they did. Generally with the lights. Yeah.
No, but I'm talking about the mass toys.
But they can do it. But they can do it because they did it with the General Lee.
They could.
By the way. I forgot.
But yeah, I would with the blade. It's $300. I would.
Just remember that I forgot what company it is. They just renewed a license for Mass Toys.
Not Super 7.
No, not Super 7.
It wasn't Super 7?
No. Not Super 7.
I know which company you're talking about because I remember reading the article.
BTS, I think it is. Best something. Best Toy Store. I think that's what called. They do Ninja Turtles right now. They do pretty good Ninja Turtle figures.
You gotta let me know.
So yeah, it's called the Loyal Subjects, and they paid and applied for the license to sell Mass Toys.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows what we get?
See,
but if it's just Mass figures, it's gonna kind of suck.
It should.
But it could be they could do the Mass figures and Ramen does the vehicles. I'm okay with that, as long as the scale works.
Do the figures plus the vehicles.
They could do the vehicles. I don't know if they've ever done vehicles before.
You got a sprained arm?
They got to do the vehicles. You sure got well fast. I had no choice, Scott. Yeah, because I Googled the Thunderhawk. On eBay and everything? Bro, that's way too much money for me to spend.
700? 700?
Something like that. And the black one? The night vision one, whatever, that was like four and some change. I'm like, no, bro, if I want this, I want the OG. You know what I mean? With the stickers and everything.
Yeah, there's no point in getting a black one. The person who
picks him up could be a Venom agent. It's cheaper to build one. A child molester.
Tried that already.
I know we did.
What's that?
Trying to build our own mass vehicles.
Yeah.
Thunderhawk.
Yeah.
All right, we talked shit the whole time, and it's over.
Yeah, but that's season three, man. We watched, our fans see it, and they get to hear us talk shit.
That's why we subscribe, right? That's why they pay us the money. They want to hear us talk. But that's it. That's what we got. That's the ultimate weapon. Venom tries to take over the laser, and they use this tool to immobilize all the vehicles.
And Toby.
We found out a woman can't drive. But worry about it. And we also found out that there's Mass was celebrating, was supporting LGBTQ+ back in the 80s with their own bear. Mm-hmm. But don't worry about it. Mass was able to beat them. And they came out at the end as winners. So good job for them. So this is the part of the episode where we kind of grade what we saw.
Yes. And I'm assuming that you would like for me to share our grading.
I always do, yes. It's a highlight a highlight of my week.
Well, here at Cartoon Rewind, we have a grading system. And it's in three categories. The first one is Rewind. That means that it is a good rewatch value, right? It's like the episode, the series, everything about that cartoon is just a rewind. Then we have a fast forward, which means, you know what? We didn't like the episode, but we want to give the series another chance, right? So that's kind of a fast forward. And then, of course, we have the infamous eject, which means it was terrible. Let's skip it. Let's get rid of it. Basura. We're done. So those are the ratings for Cartoon Rewind.
All right.
So who wants to go first?
I'll go first. I'm already in my hands. Look, my hands were here. So based on your criteria, based on the episode I saw, so this episode makes me want to, I don't want to watch this episode again, but maybe it's because I've already seen it three times. I'm going to go with a rewind. I've already seen it like 30 times. So I'm going to go with a rewind.
All right. D, how about you, buddy? You know what? We can't hear him, so I'm going to speak for him. Yeah, motherfucker. This show was good.
That's a little aggressive. D, that's a little aggressive. Can you talk a little nicer, D?
My apologies. Let me fix that again. Here we go. I kind of liked it. It was really good.
Rewind, man. Rewind.
What? You dropped like that real quick there.
The first one was too high?
The first one was a little bit too high.
Then too low?
No. Backwards. Too low. Well, first of all, wait. Let's go back. Too aggressive on the first one. Then, your second one was a little bit too high-pitched.
Just a little bit. Just a little high-pitched.
And then your lower one, you said it was a rewind, so okay, we'll take it.
We'll take that one. All right. Well, I'm going to give this one a skip. I was not. Really? I'm just kidding. This is a rewind for me. This is vast, man. You know what I mean?
It's funny because
the cheesiness of everything.
For our YouTube viewers, you'll see the exact moment where both me and the Toy Guru, we both looked up at the camera like, really?
Skip. That's like, we don't use skip. They're like, no, we don't use skip.
Never for mask.
Never for mask. I meant to say Egypt, of course, but yeah, you know, but again, I couldn't be too mean because it's again, it's freaking Mask. I love that cartoon, man. Like if that shit will come out in Blu-ray, 16:9, I would buy the set.
So,
I would buy the set, even though I own him, because I have the downloads thanks to you, Rolly.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But boom, I would buy it.
I have the whole series that I got at a bootleg version at a convention.
So I think it was MegaCon, no?
Probably MegaCon. No. Or was it SuperCon? No, I think it was MegaCon.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah, I think it was MegaCon. Yeah, yeah, and I still watch it from time to time. I put in a few. I'm not going to lie, though. I put in like two or three. I'm like watching two or three, and after that, I just fall asleep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a good thing. And I've been doing that lately with Transformers on Pluto TV.
Yep.
I put Pluto TV, Tubi or Pluto, whatever. Yep. I put it on there. They have that Transformers channel, especially if they do G1.
Oh yeah.
I can't do Beast Wars because Rat Trap's voice annoys me and it keeps me up. But yes, I still watch it till to this day. I know, and by the way, I doubt that's even 720 on that DVD. So that's some pretty bad. But that's okay, though. I don't want to watch it. See, that's the thing, though. I don't want to watch Mask in 1080p or 4K.
I
want the 480 with some freaking commercials.
4x3. The 4x3.
Yes.
All right. So guess what? That is a wrap, my cartoon lovers. And thank you for tuning in with this epic rewind. Remember to like, comment, subscribe, and don't forget to share our videos. You can catch us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You know the rules. You can catch us anywhere. We're all over the place. And don't forget, we've launched our very own Cartoon Rewind toy store. So visit CartoonRewind.com to level up your collection. Now, for even more cartoon madness, you gotta follow us on Instagram, TikTok, X, and Blue Sky. Until next time, keep on cartooning. Peace.